Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did a little old school gangster rap. Speaking of my time in junior high, we're talking about like the PlayStation 1.
You had this on CD, probably, maybe even cassette.
I think I may have had this on cassette.
Yeah, this is early Dr. Dre. So
dude,
yeah.
this is when the Chronic came out. Dude, you have no idea how many white suburban kids from Vancouver instantly thought they were gangster rappers. The Chronic, and then like Doggy Style came out. Yep. Oh my God.
And see, that was
a thing.
I was too young for that, but then The Chronic 2001 came out when I was in high school with Dre, Snoop, and Eminem bringing it back, and it was also outstanding.
Now I have to look this up to see when this actually came out to make me feel super old. When did that come out? 1992.
92, there you go.
Dude, that was like seventh grade. And like every one of my little rap punk friends immediately, and I mean immediately, started buying starter coats and White Sox gear.
Sure.
Yeah, that was the Dr. Dre wore the White Sox hat.
Yep.
And the amount of kids seemingly overnight that became Chicago White Sox fans, unbelievable. And no matter what the temperature, you had to have a starter parka on.
Do you remember about 10 years later when Fred Durst brought the red Yankees hat?
Oh, yeah. I remember the red Yankees hat. That was it again. So those movements. Before that, we had crisscross for a little bit. People wore their clothes backwards.
And then did you have any friends that actually had the stones to do the backwards clothes like crisscross?
I didn't have any friends. We had a couple kids in my class. That was like sixth, seventh grade.
Because that you got to really be committing to the bit if you're going to do that.
Yeah.
It's not just like buying a jacket or something. Like you show up with your jeans on backwards, you're making a statement.
Dude, I was a fat kid. I never could pull off. And there was nothing that fit me, so it wasn't like I could pull anything cool. The one thing I remember that I always wanted that my mom would never get me, my mom would not buy into the trendy stuff. It's like, we got the one pair, we had that, like, where you got one pair of shoes at the start of the year. It was like a pair of basketball shoes, and like, that's what you had until Christmas. So I never got like anything trendy, but I wanted a pair of overalls with like the one undone. I wanted that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I was like, because I thought that was like the one thing like a fat kid could pull off.
I thought I could rock that too, but then I'm just like, I never did pull the trigger on such apparel.
No, that was always one that I thought. That and the 8-ball jacket. Always wanted an 8-ball leather jacket. couldn't find. They didn't have those in the Husky teen section. Didn't quite work. I remember going down to like Myron and Frank and trying on an 8-ball leather jacket and being like, well, this doesn't. This doesn't.
Damn,
fit.
I thought it was going to be better than this.
I had to go to the adult section and buy like the double XL, and it was like, you know, it would like hang down to like my knees and past my hands, but it was the only one that fit. Anything in the youth section, shocking development, didn't fit my tubby ass. It is October 1st, believe it or not, in the year of our Lord 2025, and that means it is time for In the News. I can't believe that we are here in October. Where did the time go? It is National Walk to School Day, which probably wasn't a good day to walk to school because it was pissing rain.
No.
But I also do remember that walking to school or riding your bike to school, big deal back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Does anyone walk to school anymore?
Well,
or is now like we can't do that because your kids are going to get kidnapped?
So we hope that that's the case. We only live about half a mile from the local elementary school. So we're hoping that, I mean, it'll start with us walking our boys there. But I don't know how we'll feel when they're old enough to know the way and figure it out if like what the, you know, what society dictates. And I'd love to send them on their way. But to your point, there's a little bit of concern over that these days.
Yeah, I don't think it's not... I don't think it's any more dangerous. We just don't do it. But I remember like when I was like allowed to walk to school or ride my bike to school for the first time, I remember being old enough to do that and thinking it was super badass. I wish I was riding in my Dr. Dre hat and like 8-ball leather jacket, but instead I think I was wearing a lot of Bugle Boy and like an oversized like Washington State sweatshirt that I got from my brother.
So listen to this. My middle school, most of my really good friends were on the same side of the freeway where the middle school was. I was on the other side of the freeway, still very close, but I had to go over the freeway overpass if I was going to go. And my mom's like, you're not taking your bike on the freeway overpass. And so I would get my mom to drop me off on the other side of the overpass so that I could safely ride to school and meet my friends, even though I wasn't truly riding from my home. It was that important.
Yeah. It was a big deal. It's a big deal. It's also National Have a Cup of Coffee with a Cop Day.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I know that, you know, the police and our fair city have a tumultuous relationship. But I always encourage groups that don't get along, sit down and have a cup of coffee.
I'm with that.
I like my cop brethren. I have some friends that are cops. I think it's a tough job. I think there's bad cops. We need to get rid of the bad cops. But not every cop is bad.
I think most cops have good intentions. And it's the bad ones that upset everybody else. And so, yeah, I too respect the law enforcement.
Yes.
Things have gotten a little bit wild and squirrely these last few years. But I don't think overall they're not trying to serve and protect us.
No. And quite frankly, we need them. Because a world without cops, you don't want that world.
Nope.
So, you know, find some middle ground. Sit down. Have a beverage. With a cop, maybe get him a donut, wink, wink, nod, nod. You know, that's always fun.
You know what happened to me that was funny? A couple months ago at this point, I was in a bagel shop, and a cop walked in, and he had the little twill name tag on there.
Yeah.
His name was Officer Croissant.
Oh.
I'm like, what are you doing here? Shouldn't you be at a pastry shop?
The first time I went on a ride-along, who's now become a really good buddy of mine, but this was years and years ago when I just kind of met him. We went on a ride-along. So you do like you go down to their precinct and you kind of do, hey guys, this is what's going on tonight. And then everyone gets in their cars and kind of goes off. But then at that point, you're just waiting for the calls to come in, right? And hand to God, guess where everyone went the first, like everyone left. We went to a Starbucks and everyone got coffees and like pastries. And you better believe I had a field day with that. With that one.
Of course.
And it's hilarious when everyone walks in because I get how that looks because it's right by the precinct.
Yeah.
And if you just walked in, you just saw like 20 cops.
At least it's not Donut King.
Like, yeah, exactly. All waiting in line to get like a cup of coffee and some sort of butt cake. And I always thought that that was funny. And I do want to take a moment because we were going to hold off on this, but Rob's going to be out the rest of the week. He'll be gone this week. And I wanted to give you proper time. So I thought I would do this today in the news because we didn't know if he was going to come back and I was going to save it till he came back. And someone brought up on the text program, hey, did I miss the big announcement? We said last week that when you were gone on Friday, we had a Ryan Buckley announcement.
Yep.
So I thought, what better time to do it than in the news and give you your own proper moment.
Yep.
Here, as everyone loves in the news, and this is community news. We do local news, and this is the definition of community news.
I suppose it is.
So I will turn it over and give you the proper moment here for the Ryan Buckley announcement.
My time here is coming to an end.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, this is my last week here at the Fan. It has been a really great. I would say this stint is a 3-year run or 3.5-year run, but that goes back to another 3 years on the morning show. So 6 out of 7 years here in Portland, I've been with the Fan. And I've got a really cool new opportunity. So yes. I'm heading over to COIN in Portland, CW, to work with their sports programming and their sports department. So I'll be the executive sports producer over there. I'll be working with Adam Bjarnason and Jamie Hudson and Brenna Green, helping put on all of their local content, covering all the local stories, and just trying to make sports better over there on TV again.
We love you, Buck. Tomorrow, you're going to step over here. You're going to host one more time with me, and then on Friday, we'll go back to this, and we'll give you your proper send-off. But we weren't going to hold it any longer. Said we were just kind of waiting, and so I figured, what better time than now? We love you. We'll miss you, and we wish you all the best, and congratulations on the new gig.
I appreciate that. And I'll have plenty more to say about this tomorrow, but love you guys. And just because this is the right opportunity for me has nothing to do with how great it's been working with both you and Isaac. So,
and now let's get back to the bad news. In the news. Rolls on with more fun things with helicopters and boots on the ground. And it's a thing, man. It's happening. Coming tomorrow. And it's raining. So all that still to cover in the news when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Smack dab in the middle of In the News. Club 1080 coming up at 6. Talk a little NFL and some college football stuff in the 5 o'clock hour.
Barely touched football today. I mean, a little bit with the Gabriel stuff.
A little touch. Yeah. But we got some good NFL games. And dare I say, I think there's some. It's kind of a weak college football week.
Yeah.
And compared to what we had last week.
Yeah, and next week's going to be a good college football week.
But we'll highlight. I think there's a couple interesting matchups of either rebounds that I want to see or kind of prove it games.
I got one in mind for sure, but we'll get into it.
So the National Guard is supposed to be here tomorrow, although Trump is saying the National Guard is already here, but no one's seen them. The National Guard, like the general, he says that they're supposed to be here tomorrow, but that may end up being delayed. But there's like a helicopter. There's like a Black Hawk helicopter that's circling around the ice facility down there on the south waterfront.
Are they just looking for hooligans? What are they doing?
I don't know. Neighbors are all pissed about that. But apparently they've got like a late night helicopter that's flying around. This whole thing is just bizarre. I would also like to point out that I saw this today. Would you care to guess how many people have been arrested? Because it sounds like the National Guard is mainly going to be focused on that building down there on the South Water.
Just protecting ICE?
I guess. Where like 24 people protest on a nightly basis. Okay. Would you care to guess how many people have been arrested since July 4th at that facility? Just in general, protesters.
Ooh, wow. Now I don't know if it's a high number or a low number. Let's say 6.
5.
Oh, okay.
So,
not bad.
5 people.
Doesn't sound like a huge problem.
I don't know.
Well, our city is on fire and war is tearing it apart. So,
I thought there was it was actually a pretty nice letter. I guess the Brigadier General who's in charge of the Oregon National Guard, his name is Alan Gronewald. He actually sent a letter that got published today that I actually thought was was pretty good. It was kind of level-headed. He said, I know some of you may have strong feelings about this mission. That's okay. You are citizens first, but you're also service members who took an oath to support and defend the Constitution and follow the orders of the president and the governor. That oath does not come with an asterisk and can only be when I agree with the mission. We don't get to pick and choose. We execute lawful orders with professionalism, honor, period. That's what sets us apart. That's what makes us a National Guard. I actually thought when you read through it, I thought it was a well-balanced thing where he talked about let's be professional about this. And I'm sure there are people that are conflicted about that. So I would just tell anyone that when you do see a National Guard, because, dude, they're coming. Whether they're already here, according to one, whether they're here tomorrow, which is they're supposed to be, or whether they're here over the weekend, it's happening. And I just want to take a moment to say that those people that are in that didn't choose this.
No.
Okay, those 200 people did not randomly decide to raise their hand and be like, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah, I've got a buddy who's in the Army, and he went overseas into the Middle East, and he said, once you're there, it's just your job, and you find out what your orders are and you take them out, and you're essentially politically agnostic once you get into those positions. So yes. Those people who are coming in here, they didn't choose this. They didn't want to be here. They didn't say, I want to go to Portland to stir some crap up. It's their orders, and they're here because they have to be.
So I made it abundantly clear. I think this whole thing is ridiculous. I've been saying for as long as I can remember that our city is not perfect. I love this city. I've spent the majority of my life here. I spend the majority of my free time here. I'm not one of those guys that just sits in the suburbs. Trust me, if anyone's been out and about in the city, you will have seen me roaming around. Chances are at some sort of bar or concert venue. I love this city. And we have our warts. We are not perfect. We are not a war zone. We are not a hellscape. Do not buy into this crap that somehow we are a city under siege. That being said, this is happening. Don't take the bait. These people that are coming are not your enemy. These people did not choose this. So whether this happens tomorrow or the next day, let's just keep our heads. Yep. It's a small section of the city. And if it's like what's happened in other places, they're going to end up cleaning up some garbage and spreading mulch.
I mean, it may just end up being a total non-issue and so, potentially egg on the face for expecting there to be an issue.
Yes. So, you know, just actually maybe take a second. Remember I said, like, go have it was a National Cup of Coffee with a Cop Day. Instead of yelling and screaming at someone, just go up and actually have a conversation with a National Guardsman. Remember, that's a guy that has a regular 9-to-5 mm-hmm. just like you.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage everyone, let's just settle it down a notch, right? Because the only thing we do by increasing the heat and making this worse in our city is proving someone right that we can't handle this. We can't. Our city is not a hellscape. It's not under siege.
In a weird way, it's a good opportunity for us to prove that yes. everything's fine.
Yeah, don't take the cheese. And by the way, speaking of that, we just got named the second best foodie city in the country.
Ooh.
I'm ending on a positive note.
Okay.
Even though it's expensive here. By the way, we have the most expensive pizza in America.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of fun. But yeah. We're the second best foodie city in the country behind San Francisco. So go us. We have wonderful bars. We have wonderful concert venues. We have wonderful places to get out and about in the city. So don't let anyone tell you that this city sucks. Get out there and enjoy it. It's a wonderful city. Embrace it and go get some expensive pizza and some coffee and some wonderful nibbles because we have a phenomenal nightlife scene and great restaurants and bars for everybody out there.
Is the only city we're behind New York City?
San Francisco.
Oh, San Francisco. Okay.
San Francisco was was number one nice. And we were number two. Despite the fact that, again, we're not the most expensive food city. We're just the most expensive pizza city out there.
Yeah.
But our pizza, it's very good.
It's excellent.
It's excellent.
Pretty much all Asian cuisines as well, we do really well.
Oh, yeah. Do we got Moon Pacha?
Yeah, I have not tried it yet, but I did recently hit up the Paper Bridge, which was
delightful.
Really good.
So good. Whatever you're looking for, we have a good option. So I wanted to leave ITN on a positive note. Even though Ryan Buckley is leaving us. That makes me sad. The food makes me happy.
And it makes me sad.
Ryan Buckley leaving makes me sad.
It makes me a little sad, too.
We'll talk about the NFL and college football when we come back. Primetime here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.